Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Steam rising next to the Klamath Falls A-Canal bike trail on winter mornings draws swimmers to the Ella Redke Pool. Unlike most outside municipal pools, the Ella Redke Pool operates nearly year-round, thanks to heat from geothermal springs. The pool will close this March for a month of renovations. The hot springs also heat many Klamath Falls homes and buildings. Pool operations began in 1954 after a voter-approved levy for what was first called the Klamath Falls Municipal Pool. The name changed 40 years later to honor a swimming proponent, Ella Redke, who taught many children to swim. The pool's history carries the reputation of having been paid for by gambling dens and houses of prostitution in the town's red light district years ago. It's an exaggeration. The Klamath County Museum has confirmed that the tax levy covered most of the pool's cost, although revenues collected by the city from houses of prostitution went into a civic improvement fund that paid about 6% of the cost of the swimming pool and provided funds for other projects. They included the city band, the armory, the community lounge, an audit, and pay raises. Today's episode of As It was written by Pat Bushy, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.